This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Irenaeus of Lyon. When Christ gathered his circle of followers, he was careful to teach them about the Father, the Holy Spirit, and his own mission on earth. Finally, before he ascended into heaven, he promised to send the Holy Spirit, who would strengthen and guide his church to carry out its commission to teach all nations until the end of time. But this task was not just to be accomplished by Christ's inner circle of apostles. They were expected to pass on what they had been taught, and so spread the news of Christ and the truths he had revealed. Among those whom John the Apostle influenced was a young man named Polycarp, who became the bishop of Smyrna in present-day Turkey. He in turn taught these truths to another disciple named Irenaeus. This young man had first studied the faith under Justin Martyr, who had opened a school to teach Christianity in Rome. Irenaeus was ordained a priest and sent by Polycarp to assist the bishop in Lyon, which was a cheap market of Western Europe at the time and the largest city in Gaul, which is present-day France. His talents were soon put to use, and he was entrusted with several important missions to represent his bishop before the Pope in Rome. While he was away, the bishop died, and upon his return, Irenaeus was consecrated bishop to take his place. Irenaeus was very aware of his responsibilities. One was to spread the faith by sending out missionaries to explain its beliefs and to baptize. The other was to combat a heresy called Gnosticism. Gnostics believed that God was inaccessible to man, separate from our world, and in this sense, non-existent to man. The material things of this world were thought to be evil because they did not allow humans to rise toward God. The Gnostics believed they understood these things because they had received a divinely revealed knowledge about who they were and that they would rejoin the divine world once they were liberated from earth. The search by these enlightened Gnostics to discover this special knowledge made Gnosticism a human-centered religion, unlike Christianity. Irenaeus described the Gnostics as, quote, "As soon as a man had been won over to their way of salvation, he becomes so puffed up with conceit and self-importance that he imagines himself to be no longer in heaven or on earth, but to have already passed into the invisible spiritual world." Unquote. Irenaeus opposed the Gnostics through his writings, in which he explained that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are very much a part of the affairs of the world, and concerned for the existence and spiritual welfare of all men, not only for those who profess to be Gnostics. "Matter is not evil," he said. "It helps us see the spiritual value and usefulness of created things as they point to God." His works were translated into many languages and widely read throughout the church. Irenaeus died about the year 202. Some think he was martyred for the faith, but there is no evidence for this. Irenaeus knew that Christ was the center of man's redemption. It was through the Church's teaching that he identified and opposed the errors of the Gnostics. He used these truths to teach that Christ died to save all, and that the graces and merits he earned are available to us today through the sacraments. The duty of the Church is to preserve, guard, and teach the truths which Christ taught to the apostles. They should be read and studied, so we will not only better appreciate the great truths which God has given us through His Son, but realize the Son draws us toward God the Father. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words. Or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.